you kept horses, where would you keep them?
They would be in the barn, in the stall. And usually there's a hall that runs through a barn. And cows is kept on one side and the horses on the other. And the wagon is usually kept in the hall of the barn, and the plows and things, you know, is that's where they put them, in the hall of the barn.
If you kept cows, was there a special place that you put them while you were milking them?
Oh, yeah, they had to stay in the stall, because most of them, you had to milk them while you was feeding them at night and of a morning. They was usually fed twice a day. Feed them of a morning while you milked them.
Did you ever have a place outside the barn where you milked them? A special place just for milking the cows?
Yeah, after we moved to North Canton, my mother and daddy kept two cows a while, and they would tie them. They had a, what they call a post, hitching post out, and they'd put them outside and milk them.
Where would you keep hogs and pigs?
Well, hog lots, what we always called it. And then they had just a place fenced off in that for the pigs.
Was it a shelter of any sort?
Yeah, they'd have a pen, hog pen they called it. And it was built out of poles, you know, stacked.
Did it have a roof over it?
Yeah, it'd have a shelter over it. Dairy farm.
Do you know any other meanings for the word dairy? Have you ever used it any other way?
No.
Where would you
say? We never did have all that many. We just had our milk cows, we call them.
Uh-huh. Where did you store your potatoes and turnips and things like that in the wintertime?
Well, as a usual thing, we didn't ever have enough to store. And if we did, I tell you, I saw my daddy take, and we usually always had a cellar, what they call a cellar. Some people call them storm pits, but it was cellar for us.
Where was that?
Well, sometimes it'd be under the house. If it was high enough, it'd be under a porch or the house. And then if it wasn't, we have lived where they'd just be dug out in the bank. And I saw my daddy, I could remember him putting a potatoes in a cellar, what he called a cellar. And they'll keep, they won't freeze in there, but not getting no air, you can't keep them long. But it's like I told you, we didn't hardly ever have any to store. All that we got stored was things you could can, you know, vegetables that you could can. And my mother, almost everything she could can. Back then, she didn't have no pressure cooker, but she would do what I call cold packing now and cook it 4 hours in the water bath and keep it.
What do you call the place around the barn where you might let cows and mules walk around? An area close to the barn, maybe that had a...
pasture.
Okay, this would be close to the barn?
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Area away from the barn?
Well, that probably would be called a pasture, and the other a lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
Okay, so the area close to the barn then
would be the lot.
Now, you said you raised cotton.
Oh, yeah.
That you had worked picking.
Uh-huh.
What did you call it when you went out to work in the field? You said, I'm going to...
Well, there's a lot of things that you'd go out there to do now. And the first thing, when it gets planted, my daddy usually always done the planting. Now, being just 11-year-old when we left the farm, I didn't do much of it, but my older brothers and sisters, when the cotton come up and got so big, they had to chop cotton. And that's called thinning it out.